Now, after leaving Healing House, I'm now entering the fields surrounding the Healing Manor estate. Now, this estate is quite old. It goes back to Doomsday, where it's mentioned. There have been two manors in the village of Healing, overseen by Earls Seacar and Morcar. Now, Healing Manor has had a bit of a checkered history in the modern age. But during the Victorian times and Edwardian times, it was certainly a resplendent house, lived in for 80-odd years by the Portman family. Gerald Portman, who is of the family that owned most of London, the areas around Oxford Street, Berkeley Square, Portman Square, and estates in Dorset, rented the house off a John Mansell Richardson in 1900. And when he married in 1902, the Lady Dorothy Sheffield from Normanby Hall, they bought Healing Manor and came here to live and raise their three children here. And in 1946, when he was in his 70s, Gerald Portman became Viscount Portman. And he died about 1948, so wasn't long in the post. And his wife, the Dowager, continued to live in the house. And then when she died in 1964, it was inherited by their daughter, Penelope Bowlby, who lived here until about 1987. So quite a long time for one family. And they were very important, I suppose, in the village, in that they donated land for the British Legion. And I understand Portman was a chairman of the British Legion for many years. And the building itself, you know, was quite impressive, because while Mansell Richardson lived here, he extended a lot of the house and rebuilt it. And he also built a magnificent stable block and some cottages on Stallingborough Road that bear the Richardson crest. Now, Mansell Richardson, certainly an interesting character. He was a racehorse trainer, born and raised in Great Limber, a favourite of one of the Earl of Yarboroughs, whose horses he trained. He rode Grand National winners, and he also married the Dowager Countess of Yarborough in 1881. And when her son came of age to become the next Earl of Yarborough, they moved here to Healing. To Healing Manor. It's quite sad now to see this place all boarded up and deserted, not the grand house it once had that was host to many shooting parties and you know, was a favourite haunt of many lords and ladies of the day. It's all boarded up, it's overgrown, and it is up for sale. And it certainly needs somebody to take the house and the 40 acres on and return it to its former glory.